Good morning. Today's daf in Avodah Zarah's Chaf Ches. We start today on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We are wrapping up a story from yesterday regarding Rabbi Yishmael and his nephew. Rabbi Yishmael's nephew, unfortunately, was very sick. He got bitten, and they needed a refuah, and the option was to go to a heretic, to go to a min. Chachamim said, you can't do that. You're not allowed to get nirpa. You're not allowed to get healed by a min. The concern's the most serious one. We're worried that he'll be moshech. He'll draw you into the world of Avodah Zarah. That's, you know, aside from his profession as being a doctor, that's his second profession, or maybe his first, is also that he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and he's a Kohen, and he's a priest, and so he's a priest, he's a doctor, and so by you being treated by him, so you're going to be drawn into that world. And even though we're talking about something which is life-threatening, so generally speaking, when we're talking about Sakanas Tefashos, generally speaking, averes go by the wayside when we're talking about Sakanas Nefashos, but still, this is so serious. This is now in the camp, in the category of Avodah Zarah.
Is that only missionary in that sense, or does everyone have that category?
No. Everybody else, in terms of everybody else, so there are degrees, and there's more subtlety. There's more room to maneuver. But when it comes to a Kohen, so there's no room to maneuver, it falls into the category of Avodah Zarah. And so, generally speaking, by Avodah Zarah, you can't give up your life by Avodah Zarah. So you're supposed to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. You'll see, by the way, what confused me in just a moment. But you're supposed to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Gemal Chamorus. It's one of the three cardinal sins. So that is that's the Gemara yesterday. So let's just quickly run to the beginning of the story, Maisa. So we're going to start today from Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to start from the beginning of the episode. Maisa de Ben Dama, Ben Achos Rosh Rabbi Yishmael. So there was an incident with Ben Dama, who was a nephew of Rabbi Yishmael. She was bitten by a snake. And now he goes to Yaakov Ish Kfar Sechanya. Now that's a name we're familiar with. Second time in the Masechta that we were introduced to him, we saw him back on Daf Yud Zayin. So he was a particular comer. He was a min. He was a heretic. V'lo inichu Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael says, "No, you can't be treated by him. I know your condition is really serious, but not him. He can't treat you." V'amalei Rabbi Yishmael, achi anach li anach lo ve'erpa mimenu. And so he pleads with his uncle, let him treat me. V'ani avi mikra min haTorah shehu mutar. And I'm going to bring a pasuk from the Torah that this is in fact mutar. Those are the last words that he spoke in his life. And he dies with those words. And Rabbi Yishmael says, Baruch Hashem. Not only did you die, but you died with a wonderful siman. You died with a siman where you use the word mutter. Rashi says mutter is very similar to the word tahor. And so your neshama came out with the word tahor. When we, sometime towards the end of Masechta Makos, right? So, we don't have Rashi anymore. Towards the end of Makos, and one of the last thing that Rashi commented on over there was an issue of Tum and Tahara, and the last word that Rashi commented on was Tahara, and one of the grandchildren Rashi said the same thing the Gemara says over here, right? Ashrecha shegufcha yatsa nishmasa b'tahara. That if what you're with, the last thing you're saying is something that has to do with Tahara, so that's a siman yafa. It's a good sign. V'lo avarta divrei chaverecha, back to our Gemara, and you didn't violate our word. The chaver meaning chachamim shayu omrim poritz kedusha yishachenu nachash. So if you break the fence, meaning this is a geder derabanan, and anyone who has the audacity, the chutzpah to break that fence, yishachen nachash, will be bitten by a snake. So Baruch Hashem, you didn't violate the isuri derabanan that you can't go to a heretic for refuah. The Gemara is asking this in the context of a question, because yesterday we noted that if it's something that's serious, perhaps you could go to an Ovid Kochavim, especially if he's a mumcha. So the Gemara says, Shani minus de mashcha de asilamim shachbazvayim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but this isn't just simply an Ovid Kochavim. It's a min, it's a heretic, it's somebody who disseminates, who missionizes, and he's going to draw people in. And the Gemara says, under these circumstances, under no circumstances can one go for such an individual for treatment. Okay, Adkan, that takes us to the end of the story. The Gemara now has got a couple of loose ends and wants to tie up regarding the story. So the Gemara says, look, snake bite, meaning he got bitten by a physical snake. And Rabbi Yishmael says, well, Baruch Hashem, you didn't violate the Issur Rabbanan of not going to a min, because had you done that, you would have been bitten by a snake. So the Gemara asks, it's ironic. Right, that's exactly what happened. He was bitten by a snake. So one snake bite versus another snake bite, what's worse? So the Gemara says, Chivah d'Rabban, delay slay a susakla. So the Gemara says, a snake bite of violating the Gedda d'Rabban is worse, because the Gemara says there is no cure. Meaning that's the kind of bite where you're not going to be cured. Meaning, we're not talking about physical cure over here. We're talking about a spiritual cure. Meaning that you're not going to go to Shemayim having violated the Yisra d'Rabbanan. And so for that, the Gemara says that's much worse. My Havalei LeMeimar. Now, he was prepared to say something. Now, he didn't say it. But he was prepared to say something. What was he going to say? Gemara explains like as follows. Now, before we start with the next Gemara, a word of introduction. The Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet goes over the Gimel Chamura. So there are three cardinal sins in which one is not allowed to give up. One has to give up his life before violating any of the Averis. The general rule of the Torah is V'chai Behem, that we have to live by the Torah, not die by the Torah. And that means that preservation of a life, generally speaking, is paramount. And that means that, generally speaking, if there's any Avera, including serious Averis like Shabbos, but still, Chai Behem dictates that we are supposed to, our life takes precedence. And so we violate Yisurim in the Torah, so that we can go on and live and fulfill the Torah. But meanwhile, there are three cardinal sins in the Torah where we're supposed to give up our life. So two of them is an absolute. The two that are absolute are Shvichas Damim and Arayas. For Shvichas Damim and Arayas, everyone is in full agreement that those are two Averes that you have to give up your life. What about Avodah Zarah? So hopefully you know that Avodah Zarah is one of the three. However, it's not absolute. And here's where it gets interesting. There's actually a machlokas hatanayim, whether one needs to give up his life for avodah zarah. I know that sounds strange, meaning when you put it up there in terms of what are the harshest of averos, right? The most severe of averos, you'd say avodah zarah, sure. Right, is way up there. It's the second of the aseret hadibros. But meanwhile, there is an opinion, and by the way, who is that opinion? None other than Rabbi Yishmael. There's an opinion throughout Shas that says that you don't have to give up your life for avodah zarah. And it's none other than the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, let's make another general point when it comes to the Gimel Chamuros. When it comes to the Gimel Chamuros, so that this is all when it's done bitsinim, when it's done privately. Meaning that the option, that the horrific option that you have of whether or not to violate the Avera or give up your life is asked from you to be done privately. However, if you are asked to violate an Avera, any Avera, and the Gemara Sanhedrin describes even a mitzvah kala, even something which is a Jewish minug, and you're asked to violate it in public, so then you have now the consideration of what's called Chilah Hashem, and then you must give up your life under any and all circumstances. So we have there are two general points that need to be said over here, which I just said. One is that when we talk about the Gimel Chamuros, Shichas Damim and Arayos, everyone agrees. You got to give up your life, even Bitsina. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it's Machlokas Hatanayim, Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to give up your life. Chachamim say you do. We do follow the Halacha like the Chachamim. That's one general point. Two, a second general point, is that all this is only but when it's sinah. But once it's befarhesya, so then you have to give up your life for anything, even what the Gemara describes as a mitzvah kala. With all that stated, now let's go back to our Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. My ha v'lei l'meimer chai b'hem v'lo shemuz b'hem. So he was going to say v'chai b'hem. Now remember, this is him talking, Ben Dama talking to his uncle. His uncle is none other than Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that for Avodah Zarah, you are supposed to give up your life. Right? That was my confusion earlier. So, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you are supposed to give up your life for Avodah Zarah. So now he was ready to make an argument which he thought Rabbi Yishmael would agree with. But the Gemara says, but it's not true. Of Rabbi Yishmael, Hani Milibit Sena, Rabbi Yishmael says, look, I agree with you. Meaning, that is my opinion. But that's my opinion only in private. Aval bifar has to allow. But when it comes to public, no. Ditanya ha yerebi shmol omer minayin shim omer mlo la adam avor avod avodus kochavim ve'al te'erek she avod ve'al yeharek. I know if I didn't give you the introduction, by the way, you'd be looking at this Gemara like this Gemara was strange. But Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that if someone gives you the awful choice of either serve idolatry or give up your life, you are supposed to, according to Rabbi Yishmael, you are supposed to serve idolatry and not give up your life. So Tam Lamar v'chai b'lehem v'lo shemuz b'hem. So that's his opinion when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Yachal afilu b'farhesya. Now what if it's done publicly? So there, no. Tam Lamar v'lo sechalu shem kachi. So there it's Chilah Hashem. And because it's Chilah Hashem, so as a result of that, there's no exceptions when it comes to Chilah Hashem. And that's why Rabbi Yishmael knew what his nephew was going to say. But what is the mistake that his nephew made is that the only time that Avodah Zarah your life is going to trump Avodah Zarah, that's only Bitsina. But over here, this is Farhesya, and therefore his nephew needed to give up his life.
Why can't you use
Right. So Abaye arrives, the Gemara Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Dalet. Your question is great. So the Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Dalet has different drushas for Arayis and Shvichas Damim. For Arayis, it's a pasuk. For Shvichas Damim, it's a svara. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there's no clear-cut pasuk that says you're supposed to give up your life. We, meaning not Rabbi Shmuel. But the Chachamim, I don't really mean we, but the Chachamim argue with Rabbi Shmuel, they do have a drasha. It actually comes from the second pasuk of Kriya Shema. V'aftas Hashem l'kecha b'chol v'avcha. You have to give up your life for Avas Hashem. The Gemara over there says Avas Hashem is tantamount to, it's the antithesis to Avodah Zarah. Saying, V'chol nafshecha, you got to give up your life. That's the Chachamim. But Rabbi Shmuel doesn't subscribe to that drasha. Okay.
So why does Rabbi Shmuel say, Shana minas al mosh, and I don't say it's
a yeah, okay, that's excellent. Good. All right, what he's asking is, so if that's the issue, so right, so the Gemara was talking about him drawing you in, meaning if we're talking mamash about Avodah Zarah and it's Befar Hesya, so that should be the key. That should be the key response to Rabbi Shmuel.
The answer is because who says that he was being healed Befar Hesya? So therefore, the tenet is because he's going to be Moshe, even if it's
right. But here the Gemara says that it was going to be done Befar Hesya. Look, I thought
you get healed Befar
Hesya. I mean, the Gemara says it at the end, so I don't. Okay. No, it's Avodah Zarah. Minus for Avodah Zarah. I like it. I like your question. That's true. But still doesn't matter. In other words, you still have to give up your life for it. Okay, or not give up your life, depending on who you hold like. Okay, we continue in the Gemara 1, Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Towards the bottom of the Amud, last two lines. So if it's a serious ailment where it requires Chol Shabbos, so again, let's just go over a general overview of what we know. When it comes to sickness, there are basically three categories for illness. There is a Chol Sheyesh Basakana, there's a Chol Sheyein Basakana, and then there's just Mechush Ba'ama. Chol Sheyesh Basakana meaning that it's a kind of sickness where it's fatal, if untreated. Chol Sheyein Basakana means it's real. I'm really sick. I'll recover, but I'm so sick that I'm bedridden. Choli shein bo sakana. But we're not talking about something which is fatal. And then mechush ba'ama, a little bit of discomfort. Yeah. So, what the Gemara now is saying is that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it's the kind of illness where it's mechal alavas haShabbos, where it's chil Shabbos is involved, meaning it's a really serious illness, so ein misrapin mehem. So then you can't go to them for refuah. Now, why not? In other words, what's the correlation over here? It's basically like this. In other words, right now, without treatment, you're going to die. So now you go to now it's not super clear who we're talking about. Amen, we're just talking about Stam and Ovid Avodah Zarah. But let's assume we're just talking about a regular Stam of Ovid Avodah Zarah. So now, again, like we've been discussing since the beginning of this parak, one of the serious concerns is Shvichas Damim. He's going to kill you. So here you're going to go in now, and you are fatally ill. So now he's going to come in and say, oh, please come in, let me treat you. Now, all he needs to do is just give you improper treatment, and you're going to die. So in other words, so from his standpoint, so he's now put in a position where he can easily kill you just by simply not treating you correctly, not treating you properly. Now, yes, as the Gemara later on was going to point out, there is his reputation that needs to be worried about, and that is a consideration, but in terms of just basic understanding of Rav Yochanan, so if your ailment is serious, where if gone untreated, you're going to die. Don't go to a guy because he'd be more than happy to finish off the job. Now, from this Gemara, what does it sound like? It sounds like that if it's any kind of illness that's less than that, then it would be okay. Meaning if it's a chola she'ein bo sakana, and certainly if it's just a mechesh ba'ama, so then it would be okay. Now, if you remember in yesterday's daf, we had a statement by Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said in yesterday's daf, actually, when I say yesterday's daf, I mean it's Yamud Aleph. Rav Yehuda said that afilu rivda tikosilta lo mase. That even if it's just a puncture of the skin, a little dermatology issue, so you can't go to them for refuah. That was a statement to Rav Yehuda. Now, our Gemara sounds like, no, that would be okay. It's only when it's a cholish sheyesh bo sakana, you can't go to them, but anything short of that would be fine. So Rashi over here, the last Rashi on the Amud, points out that it's his opinion that you're going to have to say that Rav Yochanan does not agree with Rav Yehuda. Look at the last Rashi. Rashi writes, "Haina makas sakana val she'ein basakana misrapin v'leisle de Rav Yehuda dafila rivda tikosil to lamase." So Rashi says that there is a machlokus between Rav Yochanan that we just learned together and the opinion of Rav Yehuda. For a lot more on this topic, of whether or not Rav Yochanan is arguing with Rav Yehuda, see the Baam Tosos. Baam Tosos spends a lot of time, Rabbeinu Tam, the grandson of Rashi, spends a lot of time saying that there is no machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda. He says that there's agreement. I'm not going to go through the Tosos right now, but it's really important, obviously. And please spend the time going through the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who creates shalom between the opinion of Rav Yochanan and the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Igadami, we're back in the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Rav Yochanan. We're now on the top of Kavches Amud Aleph. Makashochala ain't misrap in mehem. That if it's a makashochala, so you don't get cured. Now makashochala, you don't go to a akum in order to get cured, meaning it's fatal, and therefore you don't get cured. Rashi points out over here, based on the Gemara in Yuma, the first version and the second version of Rav Yochanan are effectively essentially saying the same thing. Meaning a makashochala, what means what? Meaning you have an internal wound. An internal wound, Rashi writes, It's the same thing that Rav Yochanan said in the first version. Because the Gemara in Pesachim, Rashi quotes it, I'm quoting the Rashi, second line of Rashi, called Makashachal Machal Avasa Shabbos. Meaning any kind of internal wound that you have is considered a fatal wound if gone untreated, and so therefore you could be Machal Shabbos in order to treat it. So if it's that kind of wound, so don't go to a guy for treatment, and again for the reason which I explained earlier. Because again, now, without treatment, you're going to die, and if you go to a guy, he'd be more than happy to finish off the job. Now, the Gemara points out there is a first version and a second version, and like the Gemara often does, when you have two different versions, the Gemara wants to see what the subtlety is, the subtle differences between the two versions. So we're talking about the back of the hand and the back of the foot. So you have a wound that's on the back of the hand and back on the foot. Now, it's not interior, it's obviously exterior. But still, because it is so serious, we're going to treat it like sakanas nefashos, and therefore you go for your mechal Shabbos in order to be treated by it. Now, how is this going to be a nafkamina by going to a guy for treatment? So Rashi explains like this. Because if we went with the first version says what? Kol makash mechal alav is a Shabbos. Meaning, as long as it's serious enough where it requires Chol Shabbos, so don't go to a guy. That's a correlation. According to the second version, it's the same point, but the way it's expressed is interior. If it's the back of the hand or back of the foot, it's a really serious ailment. And you do violate Shabbos for it, but here you can go to a Geish doctor. Why? Because, Rashi explains, I'll say the Rashi here outside, because over here, look, he's treating you on something that you yourself can see. It's the back of the hand, it's the back of the foot. You can see it. If you see that things aren't going well, Rashi does have a strange expression, but I'm going to quote it. Rashi over here says you can lick it off. Now, I'm sure there are safer ways to remove a poisonous treatment that was just placed on your skin other than licking it off. But Rashi does say that, I really do believe this. Rashi says this because the Gemara later on is going to be talking about licking off some sort of treatment that was put on you. Anyway, so that's going to be, so according to the first version, you cannot go to the guy. And according to the second version, you would be allowed to go to a guy. Okay. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Komakash Yitzricha Omin Mechal Nolavas HaShabbos. Anytime there's an omen that's required, an estimation, an approximation, what does that mean? Rashi says over here, I don't know if he's going to live or die. And by the way, just to add to this Rashi, the Ritva says it doesn't have to even be a professional opinion. Right? In other words, I could take a look at something and say, I don't know. Looks serious to me. Right? What do I know? Literally, what do I know? I'm not a doctor. So according to the Ritva, that's also going to be enough where, as long as it's someone's opinion that says that this is really serious, you rush them to the hospital. You're Mechal Shabbos for that individual. If a person has a burning fever, that's considered like an internal wound, and you're Mechal Shabbos for that. So, basically now, here's the border of what is a serious ailment versus not a serious ailment. If it's interior, serious. If it's exterior, so it's not serious. So, where's the boundary? So from the lips, interior. Now what about the teeth? Now Rashi over here says that the kachi are a reference to the gums and the teeth. Tosos says no. The kachi can't be a reference to the gums because in the moment the Gemara is going to describe them as being hard. So Tosos says the kachi are the molars and the shinei are the incisors. But in any event, What about the teeth? So my kevin da kushininu kemaka de bray dami. On one hand, they're very hard, so therefore we should consider them to be like external. On the other hand, odema kevin da gavai kaima kemaka shechalal dami. But on the other hand, they are interior to the lips, so maybe they should be considered like an interior wound. Amar Rabbi Tashma. So the Gemara says, consider now the following Mishnah. This Mishnah and Shabbos we're about to learn together operates under the following general assumption. I'm sure everyone's heard this at one point or another. You're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. Right, it's almost like a little bit counterintuitive. Meaning, you're sick, you need medication, but no, don't take medication on Shabbos. Now, why? Because medication back in the good old days, as is the case nowadays. Nowadays, we don't see the process, the making of the medication. You know, but in other words, you take a herb, you grind up the herb, and then you somehow either ingest the herb or put it topically on your body. But in other words, it requires grinding. Grinding is one of the 39 malachas on Shabbos. Tochein. And so, if you take medication on Shabbos, it is not a far leap. Well, if I need to take the medication, I'm going to grind the medication. So the chachamim in gzera. Now, here's what we could say unequivocally: if your condition is fatal, in other words, it's a chola sheyesh ba sakana, so you can violate malach on Shabbos. So obviously, you can take medicine if it's a chola sheyesh ba sakana. What if it's a chola sheein ba sakana? Can you take medication? So here it's interesting. I will show you a Rashi in just a moment where it sounds very clear from the Rashi the answer is no. Meaning for Rashi, the only time the person can take medication when it's chola sheyesh bo sakana. However, most Rishonim, the Rashba at the front, most Rishonim say no. That you can take medication whether it's a chola sheyesh bo sakana or even if it's a chola sheein bo sakana. The only time that you can't take medication, the gzeira derabban of not taking medication, is only when it's a mechush ba'ama. In other words, it's just a little bit of discomfort. But if it's a serious illness, even if it's a non-critical serious illness, according to most Rishonim, you can take medication.
If it affects
Onik Shabbat, Mechush Bama is going to affect your Onik Shabbos. You can't, right. Just for a minor headache, you can't take medicine. Okay. Hachoshesh b'shinav lo yigame behem es hachometz. That's why I mentioned earlier. The gzera is a little counterintuitive, meaning it does detract from your Shabbos because of the gzera derabban. Okay. Hachoshesh b'shinav lo yigame behem es hachometz. So, if let's say you have a toothache. Now, the word choshesh sounds like it's really minor. It's discomfort, but that's it. So, then you cannot rinse with vinegar. Rinsing with vinegar was a popular remedy for a toothache. You switch it around your mouth, you spit it out, and so it falls under the category of medication. Now, it's interesting, by the way, if you ingested the vinegar, that's called eating. That's delicious. I mean, not by itself. Yeah, you understand, in a salad. Okay, so that's fine. But in other words, but when you're swishing it around, spitting it out, so that's now considered medication, and that you're not allowed to do. But read the Mishnah carefully. That's only for minor discomfort. It says choshesh. And the Gemara now makes what seems to be a very good diuk. If you're in serious pain, so then it would be okay. And serious pain, I promised you a Rashi. Rashi, lo yigama b'shabbos. Rashi writes, I'm reading the Rashi inside. Chol refu asur chachamim lasos b'shabbos. You can't do any refu on Shabbos. Hecha deleka sakana. Unless it's critical. Mishum schika samamanim, because we're afraid that you're going to grind up the herbs. From this Rashi, I told you, it's very clear from the Rashi, that the only time that you can take medication is the only one is a chola, sheyesh bo sakana. What? No, I agreed. In other words, the gzera now is a broad gzera that it covers all medication. Right? Your point's well taken. So hachoshesh b'shinav leigama behem. So let me go back to the Gemara. I'm reading the Gemara. Hachoshesh udalo kaiv. I'm sorry. Hachoshesh udalo hakaiv leituv shabedami. But if you are in really serious pain, and again, I'll read the Gemara like Rashi, even though again the halacha doesn't fall like Rashi. But and it's critical, and you're in critical care, meaning it's fatal. Dilma. So what it sounds like from the Mishnah. Again, the critical reading of the Mishnah is that teeth is considered a sakanas nefashos. And again, the question was, how do we categorize teeth? Is that internal or external? By virtue of the fact that you're allowed to take medicine. And again, according to Rashi, you can only take medicine when it's sakanas nefashos. So then, it sounds like from the Mishnah that it would be okay. And that teeth is considered an internal organ. So the Gemara says, "Del matane hecha dekayv leituva choshesh nami karalei." So the Gemara says, "I don't know if the diak is so good." Meaning, even though the Mishnah uses the word choshesh, choshesh can mean that he's in a world of pain. Okay, I know the Mishnah says choshesh. That's not normally what it means, but we could interpret the Mishnah to mean that. Okay. Yes. Agreed. Look, you're the doctor. I'm not. Right. Understood. Understood. The Gemara operates with certain assumptions, and this is one of the assumptions going in. Okay. Tashma Rabbi Yochanan chash bitzav dina. Rabbi Yochanan has some sort of ailment of the tooth. Okay. You may end up agreeing with me. Not that I'm right, but it looks like some form of scurvy. But anyway, so you have some sort of ailment of the tooth. Azal agaba dahi machanusa. And so he goes to a particular woman. She was a woman of nobility, and he's looking for treatment from her. So Avda Chamsha Omale Shabasa. So Thursday, Friday, she gives her treatment. She has some sort of special remedy that she concocted, and she treats him on Thursday and Friday. Amale Lamachamai. What about tomorrow? He says to her. In other words, what if I need treatment tomorrow? Now Rashi points out over here, tomorrow he's going to be staying Shear, so he can't go to her. So it's a great Rashi, meaning. In other words, look, I'm busy tomorrow. I'm teaching. I have Shabbos. So I won't be able to come to you. What if I need treatment? So I'm really lo tzrichus. So she says, don't worry, you're good. Right? 2 days of treatment is all you need. So each rechina mai. Okay, but like any good patient, but he pushes. He pushes back. But what if I do need the treatment? So I'm I'm sure you've heard that. So I'm a ishtavali delamigalis. So she says, look, if you need treatment tomorrow, so I'll tell you how to prepare the medicine. So I'm basically going to give you the secret recipe, but you got to swear to me, you're not going to share it with anybody. So he swears to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not going to reveal it. So Galileh, so she tells him the secret recipe. The next day Shabbos, he's now giving shir, and in the middle of shir, he gives out the recipe to all the Talmidim. Now the questions which I know you're asking, so the Gemara is going to ask them. He swore to her that he wouldn't do it. So the Gemara says, "Li Allah the Yisrael lo megilna, avalam Yisrael megilna." If you listen carefully to what he said, "I swear I'm not going to tell God." He didn't. He didn't tell God. He told everyone else, but he didn't tell God. So the Gemara says, "Vayika chila Hashem de galami." Chila Hashem. So the Gemara says, "Okay." So a critical listening to his shvua would indicate that he didn't technically violate his shvua, but you and I both know that that's not how she understood it. She understood it that as a firm commitment, he was not going to reveal to anybody, and he did. And even though technically he's off the hook, but lamaisa, that's what's called chil Hashem. So the Gemara says, Degala mikar. So the Gemara says, no. Immediately after she revealed the secret to him, she said, you should know, I'm going to tell my students. Meaning, and I didn't swear, and so he told her that he was going to do it. Okay. And what was her reaction? So we would all love to know. The Gemara is now dunning on that very question. In fact, just wait one second. Ama kamaka shachal adamya. So the Gemara says that by virtue of the fact that he was ready to get this kind of treatment on Shabbos, so that's an indication that's makas shachala. So it is now. Listen to how the Gemara's thought process is going. It is a ailment of the teeth. An ailment of the teeth, the Gemara is questioning. Is that considered interior or exterior? On one hand, it's interior to the lips. On the other hand, it's hard, like your skin. So the Gemara doesn't know which way to go. And now it sounds like by virtue of the fact that Rav Yochanan is being ready to be treated with it, so it sounds like it's a makas shachala. That's the Gemara's diuk. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak Shani, Shani Tzafidna, Ho Maschel Bepel, V'gomer B'mnei Me'ayim. So the Gemara says no, because over here this is really symptomatic. Meaning that when a person has this kind of ailment of safdanya, so it starts in the teeth, but then it goes into the GI tract, and therefore it is considered a makas shachala. So really, the teeth is only just but the beginning of the ailment. Rav Yochanan knew that, the doctor knew that, that's why it could be treated on Shabbos.
But the problem with that shavua, isn't that only like epicurus to say, oh, it's not my students, but God won't hear it.
No. No. What he's saying is, I don't need to tell God. Because he knows it.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. Right, correct. But what he's saying to her is but I won't tell God. Okay. My simane. So the Gemara over here, it's good textbook over here. The Gemara now is going to go over symptoms, treatment. So the Gemara first talks about symptoms. So how do I know that a person has this kind of ailment of Saftanya? So Rami Mide Bekachu Maisi Dama Mi Beidare. So what happens is that if he puts something hard on his teeth, it starts bleeding. So in other words, so easily bleeding. And Mimai. And now the Gemara talks about what causes of the ailment. So Havim Mikar Kuri Dechiti, either eating really cold wheat, kernels of wheat, or Mechame Chame Desari, or eating really hot barley, or Mishira Kasa Daharsana, or eating some fried fish. My Avdalei. So now the Gemara is talking about therapy. So we talked about symptoms, we talked about causes, and now we're going to be talking about ways to treat it. Amar Rav Acha Bere Derava, Mesa Or V'Shem. Now, a lot of these treatments, over the course of this morning, for the next 15 minutes of Daf, we're going to be talking a lot about treatments of the time of the Gemara. A word of caution, a serious word of caution. The Gaonim placed a ban on all of us not to try any of the therapies that the Gemara here is going to lay out for us. First of all, I'm going to be translating words, and there's a chance. Okay, there's a real chance that I'm not going to translate it properly. Because I don't know. Could be for lack of preparation, but hopefully not. I spent a lot of time yesterday with these Gemaras. So, but in other words, I simply don't know. And even if I did know, Nishano Ateva, we just saw that in Tosos recently, that, you know, nature changes over the course of time. Anyway, the Gaonim made a very clear ban that don't try this at home. None of this should be tried at home. This worked, and it was effective in the time of the Gemara. Nowadays, it's the Helfnisht. And it's not only the Helfnisht, meaning it's more than the Helfnisht. It's that if we were to try it and it doesn't work, then we're gonna call into question other things the Gemara says. So the Gaonim said, "Don't try this. Do not try this." Okay. Hopefully, everyone was properly warned. Amar Vacha Bere Derava Mesa Or V'Shem and Zayis Melach. So it is the water that was soaked in yeast, together with oil, together with olives, together with salt. A little bit of goose fat mixed in together with a feather. And Abai himself admits that he tried these as remedies for the Savdanya. Didn't help. It wasn't the treatment wasn't good. But then he was given advice by a certain Arab. Isaac Kashisa de Zesa. Bring me the pits of olives, the lomala tilsa, that was not fully ripened, only got to a third of its ripeness. Vekalino amara charata, and burn it on top of a new blade, a new hoe. Vedavik be didari, and stick it to your teeth, and that will be a treatment. Avdihachivitse, and Rabbiye testified that he tried that, and it worked like a charm. Rav Yochanan hecha avdihachiv, amar rabba babachanam, Rav Yochanan komakish mechalam vasashabas, and misrapim mehem. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. So Rav Yochanan went in for treatment. Okay, now, where we started this morning on the Daf was a statement made by Rav Yochanan. If it's such a serious ailment that your life is in jeopardy, you can't go to a goy for treatment. And Rav Yochanan did. And how could he do that? So the Gemara says, Adam Chashav Shani. So the Gemara says he's an Adam Chashav, and therefore it's different. 9 out of 10 times, made up stat, 9 out of 10 times, when the Gemara says Adam Chashav, it means that an Adam Chashav needs to be more machmir. This is one of those exceptional times where the Gemara says, because he's an Adam Chashav, so therefore he could be Mekel. Why could he be Mekel? Because again, what, like I said in the beginning of Shir today, what's the concern about going to a Goyish doctor? Again, when I say Goyish, I don't mean Bizman Azeh. I mean in the good old days. We're talking about real idolaters. So again, so because they are so interested in destroying us and getting rid of us, so if you have a critical ailment and you go to them, so they're going to be more than happy to just finish off the job. And again, even as a physician, they could just simply say, look, it was critical, I tried, but it didn't work out. Over here, however, with Rav Yochanan having the kind of political pull that he does, so nobody would want to be involved in the death of Rav Yochanan. He's an Adam Chashuv, and that's why he can go and seek treatment. Okay, now I know it's a little bit strange, because generally, as an Adam Chashuv, you also need to serve as a model for other people. So in other words, he's telling everybody else, you can't go to the doctor, but me, just simply because of my position, I can't go to a doctor. I know that's strange. I know that's a strange conclusion, but that's what the Gemara is saying.
The boy did not really administer the
treatment. Right.
He administered
it
himself. Right? With the
olive. No, he, remember, on day 1 and 2, she administered the treatment. It was only on day 3.
Not the Arab with the olive.
Right. The Ha Rabbi Abba Adam Chashav Havah Ramalei Yaakov Minah Sama Ashakya. So the Gemara says, now the Gemara talks about, tells us another story with Rabbi Abahu. Now he's an Adam Chashav. And meanwhile, he went to Yaakov Mina, he went to a heretic. And the heretic started putting some sort of medication on his leg. The Elo Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, the Lachachuhu Lashake. Now Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi had to take that medication. It was not therapeutic. In fact, just the opposite. It was basically something that was going to eat out his leg. And so what they did is they licked it off his leg. Now, I mentioned the Rashi earlier this morning. Here, the Gemara says it straight out. Again, I have to imagine that there's a better way to remove it. I don't know why they necessarily had to lick it off, but again, you know, so much of this is over my head. But delachu l'shakya, paschal l'shakya. Had they not licked it off his leg, he would have lost a leg. So the Gemara says, so why is it that Rabbi Abahu, who is an Adam Chashuv, why is it that he also should have been, his status should have protected him? The Gemara says, Rav Yochanan, Rofei Mumcha, Hava. So Rav Yochanan went to a Rofei Mumcha. He went to a professional doctor who was worried about his reputation. Rabbi Abahu Nami, Rofei Mumcha, Hava. Rabbi Abahu did the same thing as well. Shani Rabbi Abahu de Mumki Be Mine Benafshayu Tam. I'm sorry. The hatred they had for Rabbi Abahu was so strong that even though the reputation was going to be jeopardized, their hatred was basically, I don't care. And even if it means that I'm going to lose my reputation, I'll lose my profession, I want to get Rabbi Abahu so badly that I'm ready to give up my entire reputation so I can get to Rabbi Abahu. So that's the difference between Rabbi Abahu versus Rabbi Yochanan. You'll notice that in yesterday's daf, under no circumstances can one go to a min for treatment. On our daf today, we saw Rav Yochanan, we just saw Rabbi Abahu, who went to minim for treatment. The Gemara says they went to professional minim, but in other words, there seems to be a really simple stira between yesterday's daf and today's daf. Tosfos notes this. Tosfos in yesterday's daf, Divra Amaskel, Shani Minus, Demashcha, Tosfos on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Omer Reis, I'm just going to read the one of the answers of the Balei HaTosfos. So Tosfos says, look, going to a min by itself is not absolutely prohibited. In other words, when the min is practicing the medicine, and in the course of his practice, he says, and you should know that it helps because of my powers and my influences. You know, the ones that I worship. So in other words, when he is mixing his two professions, his physician and his religion, and when he's mixing the two together, and he's now trying to sway you by saying that this potion is working because of the deities that I serve, so then it would be prohibited to go to a min. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Abahu, so they went to minim who were able to separate the religion and their medicine. That is Tosfos on yesterday's daf. Amr Shmuel. Okay, now all these Gemaras, I'm going to read rather quickly. They are all different types of therapies for different types of ailments. And you can understand that the reason why the Gemara launches into all this is because we talked about going to doctors of Avodah Zarah, of Minim. And so we got into the discussion of therapies, and the Gemara now is just going to simply continue. Amr Shmuel Haipad Asa Sakanta He Umechalalin Alasa Shabbos. So if you get cut by metal, okay, so that's a serious, serious ailment, and you can be Mechal Shabbos. Maya Susa, what do you do in terms of a treatment? Lemifsag Dama Tachle Bechala. So in order to stop the blood, so take a little bit of cress that is soaked in vinegar. La Asuke, and now in terms, that's in order to stop the bleeding. What about grafting the skin of getting the skin to heal? So garda divla, shavings of grass, vigarda de ista, shavings of a thorn bush, onikra mikalkalasa, or take some worms and put some worms on the area in order to suture the skin. Amar Rav Safra hai in vasa parvanka damach de mavasi. If you have a boil, so basically it's an agent of the angel of death. It's not good. It's really serious. Maya Susa, what's treatment? So Tina Bedufsha, take some grass, mix it together with honey, or karpas betayla, or take some karpas, right? Maybe celery, and mix it together with wine. Adahach v'achi leisi invasa bas mina, and then in the meantime, while you're blending all your while you're putting together the medication, take a grape that looks like the boil itself, meaning both in terms of size and in terms of color. Vinigdar ilave chivatel chivatel veuchmate leuchmate. A white grape on top of a white boil, a black grape on top of a black boil, as a temporary solution until you get the medicine prepared. Amarava hai, simta parvanka. If you have an abscess, parvanka di isha sahi. It is an agent of fever. And so Maya Susa, what do you do to treat it? Lemichya shisen it kutle. Snap your fingers on the abscess 60 times. Velikra shesiv erev. And then cut it both length and width wise. Make an X. Mahani mila dolochiva reshe. But that's only if it does not have a white head. Avachiva reshe. But if the abscess has a white head, leislan ba, then you don't have to worry. It's going to open up on its own. Rabbi Yaakov chash. Rabbi Yaakov had some sort of fissure, right, anal sore, and Orele Rabbi Ami, Varamele Rabbi Asi, Orele. Different versions of who gives us this remedy. But let's say Shei Beni Allah, take seeds that are red, Tolana, from the word Tola Shani, it says Rashi, Vitzarele Bechala the Beit Savara. And take the red seeds and put it in some sort of shirt material. You know, when they had the shirt, it was basically a rectangle. They cut open the opening for the neck. So that little cut that you made now, that circular material, is what you're going to wrap up the seeds in. Velichrech ilave nira barka, and tie it up with some animal hair. V'tamishle benafta chivra, dip it together in white nafta. Velikle, burn it. Ubadale ilave and sprinkle on top of the fissure. Adahach v'achi. Now, in the meantime, while you're preparing all this, what's a temporary treatment? So, leisei kashisa dasna. Take a seed of a thorn bush, leinich pikala hadipika, and put it on the opening of the anus. Put it, line it up so that the line on the seed matches up the line in the area. V'hani mila pika ilah. Now, that's talking about on the external area of the rectum. Pika tasamai, what about the internal area? So lysi tarba tzibar, to take the fat of a bird, the lo iftach, that has not given birth yet, velivshar, melt that fat, velishtar bay, and apply the fat in that area. Ve'ilo lysi tas tarfa kara, otherwise take the seeds of gourd, I'm sorry, take the, not the seeds, the sleeves of gourd, demiafsha betula, that was dried out. The lilke, burn it. The liv darlave, and sprinkle that area, and sprinkle it on the area. The ilo lysei, mishakte chalzune, or take the muscles of shell. The ilamaisei, mashach kire, and if you don't have that, take some wax oil. The linko, bishakke de kisna, bekaita, uda amar gufna, besitva. And make sure that it is, in the summertime, make sure it's you mix it together with wool, and in the wintertime, mix it together I'm not really sure. So. Rabbi Abba chash beudne. Rabbi Abba had a serious ear ailment. Orele Rabbi Yochanan v'amrele bei midrasha my orele. What do you do? Ki adam Rabbi amrele aim. Abba quotes his mother. You know, Abba's mother was not his maternal mother, but it was his mother raised him from birth. Unfortunately, his mother died at birth. So, and Abaye throughout Shas always quotes his foster mother. So, lo, ivre kulyasa ela leudne. Do you know why there's a kidney? The only reason why there's a kidney is because it cures the ear. Meaning, basically, the liquid that you can extract from a kidney is a wonderful therapy for the ear. V'amarav amarle minyume asya kulu sakaina kashu leudne labar mimai de kulyase. Right, any kind of liquid is terrible for the ear, except for the liquid that's extracted from a kidney. Laisi kol yasa debarcha karcha. So what you're going to do is you'll take the kidney from a goat. The Gemara describes it as a hairless goat. Rashi just simply says, you know why a goat is called the hairless? Because compared to a sheep. when you put a sheep and goat side by side, the goat looks bald. Right? Right, like the bald eagle. The bald eagle is not bald. It just, you know, looks that way. So the laisi kol yasa debarcha karcha. Now you're going to take the kidney of this goat and you're going to cut it again lengthwise, you know, like an X. Valenech amalo denura, put on top of glowing coals. Now you're going to have liquid extracted from it. Lishdina beudne, lo kriir velo chamim elapshire. Now take that liquid, that basically a liquid gold, and put it in your ear, but make sure not hot nor cold, but lukewarm. V'ilo laisi tarba dechipushasa. So, or if you don't have that as available, so take a large black worm, gamilta v'lifshar v'lishdebe, and again, right, melt it down and put it in the area of the ear. V'ilo lamaya la'udne mishka v'lar v'shim petota das pasta v'laisi shufta de tuma. And if you don't have that available, so you're going to take some oil, dip it in a wick, and the wick that you're going to be using is the green part of a wheat, and then you're going to take the handle of garlic, the lace of barka, tie it all up with animal hair, bechad resha, velila behunura, and then what you're going to do is you're going to stick that part into your ear, you're going to light the other part of the wick on fire. You're right. This is something I've heard of this as well. Never seen it. I'm sure you have. V'idach resha musva beudna. Now the other one is in the ear. V'leisav udna lahada nura v'yizdar mizika. Make sure not to that shouldn't be a draft in the room. V'nishko chada v'nana chada. So then just take out a wick and replace it with another wick and keep doing this seven times. Lishna achrina, another version. So take seven wicks made up from the animal hair. V'shayfle mishka, again soaking in oil. Das pasta. V'naisi chad resha manur v'chad resha be'urna. One of the ends of the wick outside, one of the ends of the wick in the ear. V'nishko chad v'nana chad, and again keep replacing them. V'yizdar mizika, and again be careful of a draft. V'ilo laise udra denada. Take some purple wool. Delo a mashkif v'nanachba v'lele leunei and hang it from the ear lahadi nura. Opposite the fire mizdar benzika. A third time the Gemara tells us, be careful of the draft. V'ilo laisi gufta dekanya atika. Take an old reed tube, bar me'ashnin, 100 years old. V'limuche milcha. Put some rock salt on it. Galal nisa. V'lilke, burn it. V'litbake and stick it onto the area of the ear that is hurting. Visimancha. And the Gemara says, now, sometimes the ear is discharging too much, sometimes it's just dry. So retiva li vishta vi vishala retiva. So if it is discharging too much, so then apply the dry medication, right? The rock salt and such. If it is dry, so then put on the wet medication in order to handle the dry. Stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up.